This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Connor on the attack again. Connor moves in, down low! After the tic-tac-toe pass, set him up perfectly. And Ottinger, with his back to the play, dives to his left and makes a terrific save.
Definitely need to be fist pumping for that final hour of the Monday edition of Sean and RJ here on 105 Through the Fan. Aiden Payton getting it. I'm Sean Treif alongside RJ Choppy and our Cowboys insider, Bobby Belt. We're live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube as the Dallas Stars advance again to the Western Conference Finals to take on the Edmonton Oilers. Let's hear from Ottinger after the save of the postseason.
Yeah, I saw Connor come in, and then I thought Lowry was going to shoot it, so I slid over, and then I blew an edge and just threw a prayer over, and it hit me. So got pretty lucky, and you know, I think we were owed that after some of the bounces we got in this round. So I think it all evens out.
The Bassett opening up some popcorn there in that audio, in that clip, while Jake is getting, you know, very emotional talking about helping to win the series.
What's the, I want to know the, you know, they always have like the sports science, like when that shot went up, they had a 98%, like, I got to think that was one of the highest probability goal opportunities that existed in this entire, like, that's borderline like empty net probability, you'd feel like. And it's just a miracle, him diving the way he did. And basically just, it looked like a guy jumping in a movie in front of a bullet. Like, oh, I'm going to jump in front of this bullet to stop it, knowing there's no chance. And then he
did. I still don't know what body part hit it and blocked it.
It looked like his elbow or something. Yeah.
Stick.
All right, sportsbetting.ag with what Vegas thinks is going to happen moving forward. The favorite, ladies and gentlemen, to win the Stanley Cup championship is
the Edmonton Oilers.
It is the Edmonton Oilers at plus 230. And Bobby, last night in your email, you're asking, what happened? What happened here?
What changed? Aren't there all these questions about their goaltending and things like that? Why all of a sudden we're flipping and we're saying, Edmonton. Right after
Dallas-Colorado.
The Colorado-Dallas series. We kept hearing about, like, they were the second and third best odds to win the cup. And it was like, well, if they just, whoever gets past that round is going to be the favorite coming out of the West.
Otter's better.
And now here we are all of a sudden, even at the end of last week. Dallas was a stronger favorite to win the cup than Edmonton, and now that's flipped. It's slight favorite, but Edmonton's minus 120 in this series. Dallas is plus 100.
I don't know. I mean, and obviously
with the home ice,
and it's the bettors are making it a wider gap. It opened just like a little minus 110, and already now it's up to like minus 120 in a lot of these series prices for Edmonton. So it's actually going the other way we would think it would. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense as to why what's going on. There's no, unless there's an injury that none of us know about with the Stars, which I would not imagine there is.
They've gotten healthy.
They've gotten healthier, so I don't understand this.
Stars beat them 2 out of 3 games this year, too.
Who's second?
Dallas.
Stars.
No.
Oh, okay.
Florida.
They got a cover for the other conference.
Yeah, Florida.
Plus 250, the Panthers. Stars are plus 270. Hurricanes are plus 325.
You know what? I'm telling you that these are incredibly close, and these are all tremendous teams.
Except Carolina's plus, they're in the threes with everyone else, mid-twos.
But still, I mean, it's not like they're 390, 325. That's still pretty close.
So, okay, the rest of these,
I'm just giving you for money making opportunities. You can tell me when to stop, and it's a glaring one, Choppy. The exact matchup. You didn't even have to pick the winner. Who's going to face each other for the Stanley Cup? Panthers Oilers, Hurricanes Oilers. Panthers Stars is plus 265. Hurricanes Stars is plus 300. So those are your opportunities.
So the worst odds involve both the Stars.
Yes. Yes.
That's I don't like that.
I mean,
Peyton and I, you know what, Peyton, we gave
meanwhile, game one, the Stars are favored.
They're favored in game one.
At minus 125, the over-under for the series is 6.
Peyton and I gave them some good luck a couple years ago. Peyton, we need to go to a West Finals game. That's what we're going to do. We're going to bring them good luck. We're going to beat these Vegas odds.
Do it.
Let's go Stars, baby.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's go Stars, baby.
Getting another chant going on the mezzanine.
Total games in the series. 6 games plus 195. 7 games plus 200. 5 games plus 265, sweep plus 550. So there you go.
Yeah, I don't see a sweep happening. I mean, the 6-7 games. I mean, you're not gonna. I guess you could bet both of them, but you wouldn't make any money out of it. You would just break even. So it's kind of pointless.
Exact outcome in the series: Stars win in 7, is tied with Oilers in 6 at plus 425.
That makes sense because. They obviously, the game 6 would be in Edmonton.
Oilers win in 7, plus 450. Stars in 6, plus 550. Oilers in 5, plus 600. Stars in 5, plus 625.
So Stars in 6, is that that's the one, that's the money odd.
Plus 550.
Yeah, plus 550. If you wanted to go...
That's good.
Yeah, if you think Edmonton, if you want to hedge your bet, Edmonton in 7, you know, like that you can hedge it that way. But Stars in 6 at plus 550 is a solid odd.
All right. Anything else here from Spittle?
Yeah. So if you go back and look, and these two teams are not new to this whole thing, right? They're not new to this
from
conference
last year.
Finals. Not even just from last year. If you go back, the last four conference finals, one of these two teams has been in the West Finals each of the last 4 years. Stars of 2020, Edmonton in 2022. There was nothing in 2021. Stars of 23, and then both teams last year. So they have been mainstays. They have been the mainstays in the Western Conference. Pete DeBoer is only one shy of Scotty Bowman. DeBoer and LaViolette have taken 4 different teams to the conference finals. Bowman took 5 different ones. So we're talking at all-time greats here. But, you know, the Edmonton and the Stars, there's a connection. You know, Klingberg was with the Stars. He's been with Edmonton. Oilers signed him in February. It's not just McDavid and Draisaitl. They've become a much more deep team this year. They've got 22 different players seeing ice time in the 11 games. 16 of them have scored. That's pretty good depth. This for years, this has been McDavid and Draisaitl. McDavid and Draisaitl. This year, they're a little bit more deep. A little bit more deep. So we'll see what happens.
All right, over to the NBA. A fan base has lost their minds.
If you want to knock off the champions, you have to play like champions. And the Knicks did that tonight. A 119-81 win. And the outcome that no one in the NBA saw coming, aside from the New York Knicks themselves. Knicks in 6. And they're on their way to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in 25 years.
Knicks Radio with the call. You can argue, stained asterisk with the Tatum injury. I'll come back and say it was going to be 3-1. Even when Tatum went down having the 40-point game, the Knicks, I thought, had control of that game. Do I rule out Boston winning 3 in a row? No, I don't rule it out. In most series, you do. But there's nothing fluky, and I don't think asterisky about New York being in this position. And New York fans... gave it to the Celtic fan base and everyone else. This was a dangerous edit for Peyton Phillip Russell as New York fans. Well, we didn't do that video, right? That one I sent to the group text.
Oh, no. I didn't grab that.
All right, that was really, really dangerous. This one's a little bit dangerous. Brian Windhorst on set and then walking back to his hotel gets verbally jumped.
Thanks to Jackson and Zach, our producers who came here to the Garden tonight and are going... out to humanity. I'm just walking to my hotel. I'll be fine. Thank you to Bontemps as well. We'll talk to you in a couple days.
A few moments later.
How do you feel about Boston losing? I don't give a f***. This is sick. Suck all that s*** out. Suck all that s*** out. We ain't got to say.
God.
I hate people.
P word.
In general.
Talking S to him. Windhorse. Trying to be nice. Trying to answer his question. It doesn't matter what you think. It doesn't matter what you say.
Just, people are the worst. You get, especially when you get them in a group. People in a group are the absolute worst.
Especially when the people in that group are grouped in New York City.
And then they went after, it's like, I think a Pacer fan wearing a Halliburton jersey.
Yeah, he's just walking to the street.
There should just be a baseball bat rule. Like, I don't know, the Nintendo game. Maybe it was Toad who got the magic star. I don't know. I wish someone like Halliburton or Windhorse could get the magic star or be granted a baseball bat and be able to knock all these people out and break their bones. But people act like animals, literal animals.
Literal animals.
On the street, you should have your head busted up.
Is that you're punching a little person?
Now, I will say this. Should you have awareness to not walk around down the street of Manhattan with a Pacer jersey on as you're getting ready to play him? Should you not have it by yourself? By yourself.
You can't wear a Pacer jersey now to the game?
It's New York City. It's what New jersey City. Is not represented walking around New York
City? That's fair. That's fair. But, you know, like if you do this, you got to be in a group. They're not going to jump a group. An individual, you're a target.
I don't know. If you have to walk around a city and like just like, hey, you know, walk in safe groups that's if you're going to wear a jersey. Well, then that sounds like a city that's like nuts.
It is a nuts city. The city's insane.
Oh, yeah, you support this.
What?
Yeah. The intimidation.
Absolutely. I support fan intimidation.
But you just said I hate people.
I do hate people. That's why I don't go to games like that. Yeah, I don't go to like the. Yeah, I hate people. Listen, I'm a walking
contradiction. But you're supporting them.
I'm supporting. This is how you get a home court advantage. The players... It's unacceptable to throw things at the players. But the players should feel like you're about to throw something at them. So they're just, it's on their mind.
This has nothing to do with any of the players. This is Windhorse and a random fan.
I know.
On the street.
Listen, you got nothing to do with the players. Intimidation starts with the fans. It's like intimidation starts.
Those idiots at the. Wasn't that in Arlington where the guy threw something at the during the dot race?
Yeah, it's insane, right? I think you can't throw things at anybody.
What are you, a loser?
Yeah, you are a loser. You can't throw things at people, but they have to think they're about to. That way, they're off their game. They're off their game, baby.
RJK.
What's that?
He's Michael K. That's what RJ is.
All right, so Denver gets blown out by OKC. They got off to a great start yesterday, but they couldn't stop turning it over. And the Joker, who I feel like had no help, his greatest help came from Shams messing up a story that Aaron Gordon was going to miss a month. Here comes Aaron Gordon through the tunnel. So that made Shams look bad. Jamal Murray flew sick. What the hell happened to Michael Porter? Well, Michael Porter was on his way to ascending, and he is a bum, playing like a bum. And Joker was asked about his offseason plans.
We will see, you know. But from now, like next couple of days, there's going to be a lot of beer, probably.
Imagine if Luka said that. Imagine if Luka said that.
Wow.
Right? Well, win a title first.
He would have been traded before he even got an opportunity to say that.
He wouldn't even have been able to see the beer. Once he opened up the fridge, they'd have cut him.
Going
to
be a lot of beer in my future, according to the Joker. So, bye-bye, Denver.
And they were gassed. They were gassed in the last two, in game 5 and 6. I mean, they should have won this thing in 6 games.
It's an exhausted team from losing their coach, too. Everything. That was just a mess of a team at the end of the year.
But, I mean, game 5, they just faded down the stretch. They had no energy. I'm stunned they were able to win game 6. Don't know how they did that. But then they didn't even show up at in the second half.
877-881-1053 to hit us up on the Franklin Franco Injury Attorney text line here. Sean and RJ, we have to vote on flag football and how $5,000 milk could keep your relationship together. It's the Red Zone, your football fix on the home of the Cowboys. A tease I finally didn't mess up. Next.
And it's back to Sean and RJ right here on 105.3 The Fan segment here brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org and also brought to you by the personal injury lawyers Franco and Franco. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Franco first, 214 or 817-333-3233. With Franco and Franco, there is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Franco and Franco, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
You know what I like about the media? They think you can just dial 1-800 and get a quarterback.
Yeah!
This is the Red Zone every day at 9:20. Get it? Red Zone 20? Yep.
I got it.
Your football fix here with Sean and RJ. We got our Cowboys insider Bobby Bell. OTA starting today?
Yep, we got OTA starting today. Media will be allowed out there tomorrow. So we'll have some Tuesday coverage for you. But yeah, Monday starting today, we get OTA practices.
A lot of football voting. We got playoff reseeding. We got college football reseeding. We got flag football possibilities. What's going on with the league? Thinking about doing something that you've been a proponent of
with the with the Lions with the playoff seeding, and that's this week they're going to have an owners meeting, and the Lions put this forth this year. The Chargers did this a couple years ago, where the Lions would like to have a different seeding element to the postseason. So right now, obviously, you win your division, you get automatically into the playoffs, you get a top four seed, and you get a home game. Their proposal is that you seed based on record. That winning the winning your division gets you into the playoffs. I haven't seen if they still get a home game, which I don't believe they do, but like, you know, could there be an amendment to it where it's you're still getting a home game, but you're not seeded in the top four, but you're just guaranteed the home game? So you might play the two seed and you might be the seven, but you're at home. So there could be an element to that where they change it up. But Roger Goodell apparently is in favor of some amendments to the playoff seeding the way it is.
It always feels like sour grapes. It's always a team like Detroit that just lost that is always whining about this.
But
like,
is that not what Green Bay is doing with the tush push?
No, I think everybody's been complaining about the tush push.
Like everybody?
This is a, yeah, who hasn't been bitching about the tush push now for, I don't know, 2 years?
The teams that you don't know, aren't
vote against it?
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, everybody's moving against it now. Like, I mean, it's going to get passed.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
So, I mean, like, is it sour grapes if Green Bay's against it and now, like, everybody's moving against it? Like, everybody clearly is against it now.
Right, but is it not sour grapes because it's the team that won the title is using it? I don't know. It's like, you know,
no, I like, they're all sour grapes. This is every single time the playoff scene is brought up, it's literally always by a team that just got burned by it.
I don't care who it comes from. I don't. What matters to me is, does it make sense? This makes sense. Getting rid of the tush push makes sense. We can make fun of as a side note who it's coming from, bitterness. I don't care. Is it better for the sport? Does it make sense?
Yeah, so the way it would work is like, you know, this past year, NFC went Lions, Eagles, Bucks, Rams, Vikings, Commanders, Packers. The Bucks and the Rams were 10-7 as the 3-4. The Vikings are 14-3. The Commanders are 12-5 as the 5-6. So under the new format, the Bucks and Rams would be the 6-7 seed. The Packers were 11-6. They would actually get bumped up to the 5. Vikings would have been the 3. Commanders would have been the 4. So the Eagles would have played, you know, they may still have played the Rams in the next round, and the Lions would have gotten a different team than a 12-5 team in the next round. And then the other side is, they set up a bracket as opposed to reseeding. So the 14-3 Eagles played their second round game against a 10-17 team, while the 15-2 Lions played a 12-5 team in their round.
Did we get this in hockey at all with Stars Avalanche?
Well, the NHL does, they do it by divisions. So there's two divisions, obviously. So they got 1 through 4, 1 versus 4, 2 versus 3 in the division. So yeah. It's the same kind of format in hockey as opposed to being 1 versus 8, 2 versus 7.
And are we reseeding the college football playoffs as well?
That is more likely to happen right away. So yeah, what they're looking at now is that your top 4 seeds are going to be just your top 4 teams. Like it's basically, so in the past they've had the automatic bids that will get you a bye. So Boise State and Arizona State in this first year got byes because they had won their conference. And a lot of people complained about that. They said, because okay, now you're setting it up to where when Oregon is the number one team in the nation, they're taking on Ohio State in their first game because you've already got some, you know, 3 and 4 seeds taken up, and that kind of pushes everything down a little bit to where the eventual national champion is going up against Oregon right out of the gate. That makes a little more sense when you're talking about especially 12 teams and automatic bids from conferences that are nowhere near the level of SEC or Big Ten or whatever else. And so that looks like it's likely to pass, and you're just going to get a straight seeding plus whoever wins their conference.
Yeah, and it needs to be unanimous in college in the voting. So like I think Notre Dame is the one they got to really kind of put the screws to on this. I just don't know how you could be in favor of reseeding, the changing the college one and not the NFL, or vice versa,
because it's like they're almost different levels of play. The NFL is the NFL. If you make the playoffs out of the NFL, you're generally one of
more
the
of
14
chance.
Best teams. If you get just there as a conference champion in college football, you are definitely not one of the 12. But Boise
well,
State was not a top
12.
There's
tiers of the NFL. Like, we knew going to Tampa had no chance of winning the Super Bowl last year.
There's the best and whatever else. But I mean, you're talking about the drop from a...
Oh, the drop off is definitely
bigger.
The drop
from Detroit to Tampa is not as steep as the drop from Oregon to Boise.
100%. Absolutely agree. I just look at it like, you know, home field advantage can tilt things, especially if you're in a dome team having to go into a cold weather environment, or like, you know, the Patriots having a home game against Miami. Well, that wouldn't work because they're the same division.
Kansas
but you get
City.
What I'm point. You get what I'm saying, right? Yeah, Miami having to go to Kansas City. Let's say Miami had a better record, played in a tougher division, even though they don't. But let's say they did. And Kansas City had a worse record, but won. And Miami has to go to Kansas City, and it's 40 below.
Why were you talking like tush-push is inevitable now?
So the idea behind the tush-push is apparently, and this is something that we've heard from Schefter a couple weeks ago when he came on with us, and he said, yeah, this is where it's heading, is that you've got some inevitability at this point with the tush-push. So here's the little tweak that's apparently been made that's going to kind of clear things up a little bit and should get everybody on board. The new law, because the Packers were all about pushing the quarterback with their rule. They didn't want that anymore. The broadening of this rule now says you're not allowed to push any ball carrier. So that's what it's going to be like brought up as, is the idea of just initially the Packers were insisting on quarterback sneaks, can't push the quarterback, and that's how they wrote their rule. When they said, hey, let's table it for a little bit, apparently the league went back, is kind of whispering to them, if you want this passed,
yeah,
you're going to need to make it consistent as any ball carrier. It cannot just be the quarterback. So that's the rule that'll be proposed and pushed up there, is just you cannot push any ball carrier at all.
And I thought they were trying to balance it to say you can't push defenders in the back either, like pushing a D-tackle.
So you already can't push D-tackles. That's what got this pushed. That's what brought this up, that had a lot of people changing their minds.
I feel like I'm okay with it. I'm okay with you can't carry any ball carrier forward. I do think that's a cool thing that a crowd always reacts to in stadium.
It is.
It's not a football play, but I feel like that might rob the fans of something cool. They love that when an offensive line carries a guy the extra 6 or 7 yards because it looks cool.
It does.
And then it's your battle of strength.
Yeah, and now
so you're taking something out of the game that's fun for the fans.
Right, and you know, so now
that part of it.
So now you're going to have two or three guys you know, two or three defenders trying to bring down a ball carrier, and nobody can help the ball carrier. I don't have a. I wish they let them both push. Mm. Let the defense push the defensive guys. Let the offense push the offensive guys. Let's go.
Well, then why don't we just have rugby?
Yeah, let's have man on man. I don't like the scheme crap. Give me strong.
Oh, God. 877-881-1053.
That's peak athleticism. Who's stronger?
That's true. Yeah, you've been calling for man on man for a long
stronger?
Time.
Who's stronger? Let's go, yeah. Baby.
We're going to vote on flag football. We getting that, too?
Well, one could hope. One could hope. So the Olympics are happening in 2028. That is the next Summer Olympic Games. And listen, there's zero chance that they allow this. And they would be massive hypocrites if they don't. But I don't think they're going to do this. They are going to vote on whether or not to allow players to play in the flag football in the Olympics.
The owners are going to vote.
The owners are voting whether or not to allow this. So you would need permission for any player on an NFL contract to participate in tryouts. A limit of one player per team on each national team participating, all right? And allowing, in addition, a team's designated international player to play for his home country. They're going to purchase insurance policies, a salary cap credit if someone's injured, so they're going to give a credit there.
For flag football.
An expectation that Olympic flag football teams will establish medical staffs and a schedule that doesn't unreasonably conflict with any player's league and club commitment.
And you're saying you don't think teams will allow a player per team?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
They would be hypocrites if they don't.
Why?
Well, I mean, like, you know what? If you don't, then stop trying to sell those camo hoodies in November. You're all about the flag. You're all about the military. Then you know what? And you won't let your players go play for their country? Nah, man, you ain't selling me a hoodie anymore.
You know what, though? You get a salary cap credit. Who's to say the Browns aren't just like, Deshaun, you should try out for the Olympics. Every team just starts putting their most expensive salary cap albatross on the Olympic team.
Dak versus Deshaun. 2027.
Well, no, it would not be Dak Prescott. You'd want that on your team.
But the NHL is allowing it, right? The NBA allows it. Major League Baseball allows their players to participate. Soccer, like, encourages it.
Well,
right, with the World Cup and the Olympics.
And if it's flag, then you're just running the same as the other sports.
I mean, is the LA Galaxy going to really tell the world soccer community what it's going to do?
Well, yeah. But, like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, you know, like the Man U and Chelsea.
Do you have more of a worry of CeeDee Lamb playing versus Luka Doncic for his country?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why? Football.
Because all the cutting you're trying to elude people, I feel like, you could tear an ACL.
Who was the guy that did that? It was the beach flag game.
I can't remember.
20 years ago.
Yeah. All right. So you all tell us on the fan text whether you want the NFL to approve it for your Olympic enjoyment. 877-881-1053.
You know who would really push for this too is Micah. Micah would be the one. Let me be the one.
He wants to be the quarterback or the wideout.
Yeah, he'd be all about it.
All right. So Bill Belichick, a pleasant sit down. They're either pleasant or unpleasant. It all depends whether there's former players interviewing him. That's it. This was with Ryan Clark, and Belichick on the Pivot Pod was telling a milk story to keep Tom Brady and Antonio Brown connected.
Well, one of the funny stories in that book really is the Antonio Brown story. You know, he was only with the Patriots for 11 days. I mean, and he, you know, Tom's very nutrition oriented, and, you know, Antonio wanted to, Tom had Antonio come and stay at his house, wanted to embrace him, bring him onto the team, so forth. Went down there, and we actually beat Miami in Miami, which was, you know, that was good. But Antonio ordered milk. He ordered this special milk for Brady. It cost $5,000.
What?
$5,000. And to make a long story short, it kind of got mixed up, and it ended up in the mail room for too long. And by the time, the milk went bad.
Right.
And so here we are sitting here with milk, and like, all right, well, what will cost $5,000? Oh, my God. So we go out and get $5,000 worth of milk, this special milk, and give it to Brady from Antonio, even though it had all, you know. And so now we, like, turn into, like, an expense report, like $5,000 worth of milk. I mean, but you know what? Sometimes you just got to
do the
right thing. And And I don't want to ruin the relationship between Brown and Brady on this spoiled milk. So I spent $5,000 to replace this milk.
How awesome is that story?
So confused, but it's great.
Well, the confusing thing is what I'm trying to find on Google, Bobby, I don't even think you can find it. What milk costs $5K? What type of animal would produce that type of liquid to be so expensive? I don't see anything when I do $5,000 milk.
I'll take a little sip.
But Cambodian breast milk, maybe? The most expensive milk on earth is mouse milk, which can cost up to $22,000 per liter.
What?
Mouse milk?
That's what Google just said.
Well done. Well done. So that's Belichick saying, hey, man, Tom thinks Antonio got this for him. We screwed up. It's in the mailroom. It's spoiled. Let's replace the milk to keep Tom and Antonio on really good terms and have Tom be like, oh, my God, this guy's here for me.
Got to replace it.
Mouse milk, maybe.
The links teams will go to, or just in general, to protect. I still, this day, I crack up that we were on set one day. This was TV set at Cowboys training camp.
Yeah, we know.
LaDainian Tomlinson was wearing sunglasses. And they got in my ear, and they're like, hey, we need you to find sunglasses. I was like, why? Like, we need Jane and Rhett to wear sunglasses. I was like, why? They're like, LaDainian won't take his sunglasses off, and we need them to all look the same. So I need you to find two pairs of sunglasses around there.
LaDainian's cool enough. I feel like, why didn't you just say, LaDainian, can you take your glasses off?
They asked him to take them off. He said no.
Oh!
So wow. They're like, hey, Bobby, you need to find two pairs of sunglasses around there to give to Jane and
Rhett.
Where'd
you go? You go to our quick shop?
I just looked around. Eventually, we found two pairs to give them.
All right, let's crosstalk with the fellas. The streak finally over. Thank goodness that Kevin Hagelin has been stopped because it was good for the Dallas Stars. Crosstalk with KNC after this.
And it's back to Sean and RJ right here on 105.3 The Fan segment here brought to you by Classic Chevrolet. If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine today. The back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. More new Chevys than anyone else. All priced to sell. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive, relax, enjoy the difference based on new Chevrolet registrations 2023 and 2020.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
24.
Farley shoots. Safe man. A rebound.
Thank goodness the reign of Kevin Hagelin has come to an end. I think it's because we didn't officially put it in the tees that you thought we were going to game seven. It's now time for Crosstalk with a KNC masterpiece. You were just listening to that other song before the highlight.
By a band called Butthole Surfers.
Lead singer lived down the street from my dad.
Really?
What? Mr. Peppermint's son.
Yeah. Mr. Peppermint, who did Pate? He was one of the guys on the wall when we went to Pate's to dinner. At Knife and Play-Doh. That was one of the guys that Peyton couldn't recognize, was Mr. Peppermint.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know the name and the reason for the band title?
I have no clue.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I just know that that Mr. Peppermint lived down the street at the corner from my dad growing up. So.
And is that a real name?
Mr. Peppermint?
It was a character. He was like, he was Dallas Mr. Rogers.
Is that his legal name?
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know.
The Peppermints?
Change it.
Who knows? What's coming up on the show?
Right out of the gate, Stars advance on the blades of Sam Steele. And then we'll get into some Jaden Blue conversation at 10:20 today. Big show, though. I'm excited.
Is it raining yet?
No.
What a tease. This has been a 48-hour tease.
We got a lot of rain.
More rain?
Yes.
Okay.
Rain, clear some of this up, dude.
Rain saves the sprinkler bill.
Yeah. Fills
the
up
water
the pool,
bill.
Fills up the pool a little bit, too.
Fills up the pool a little bit. Yeah. Is yours evaporating?
No, but my Polaris, like the tail on it, has been shooting out of the water. I had to get a new tail for it. So
did you name yours?
Charlie is his name.
Yeah.
You guys named your pool cleaners?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oscar.
That being said.
Mine's name is Douche. You know who I named it after?
Good Lord.
Me and Corey?
Yeah, exactly.
Kyle.
Well done, Choppy. Hey. No, Kyle Yobins. Peyton. Kyle Peyton played that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Kevin did get a prediction correct, though, on Friday. And today at 1 o'clock in the C block, we will be trying to rename my new dog. Kevin said, mark my words, by Monday, Corey will have that dog. And I
Kyle
did not know.
Yeoman. That, might that be is actually, we try to suggest that.
That might be. Actually, there are three current names on Twitter for the dog. Franklin, Jonesy, and what was the other one?
Jonesy. That's
Jonesy's a hockey dog.
That's Romo's kid.
I really like that one. And then the other one was Forrest. And for some reason, Megatron got pushed out. It was a strong front runner, and I really wanted that.
What type of dog?
We don't really know what he is right now.
Is he a big dog or like
he's
going to
be a big dog?
Okay.
He's going to be a big dog. Kind
of
like
do the wisdom panel. We did the wisdom panel on Pudge to see what he is.
Okay,
he's got like 17 breeds.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you got to do that. It's fun.
Yeah, we did that with Landry, and we found out like he was all long hair dogs, but he's a short hair dog. It didn't make sense, so we'll find out.
What would Jonesy be after? I don't know if your Tolos would love that.
Yeah.
Every Friday.
That was kind of the first thing when I said it out loud. I was like, yeah, Jonesy. And then we'll call him Jones. And I went, no, never
How
mind.
Big? Hagee's been a big influencer. Why don't you name him after Hagee's son, Brandon?
Yeah.
I tried to name him replacement.
Let's go Brandon.
Dog. You just call him in.
No. If you name
Bobby does right now.
Kid after a dog, is that complimentary? Would you view that as complimentary for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I would.
And then the
dogs are great.
I got to name the last one. And that's why I named him Landry, Tom Landry. But now I'm kind of being outvoted on all
this. My grandpa named his dog when he was a kid, Damn It, so that he could scream, come here, damn it.
Are you for real?
I'm dead serious. He named his dog Damn It.
Wow. I like it. And then you got the unfortunate news with President Biden.
Prostate
cancer?
Prostate cancer, but it's like an aggressive, on the whatever scale it is, not the stage scale, but it's like a level 9 on some scale.
I'm not familiar with the levels.
I'm not either. I just saw it in the story. But it's a level 9, and the Gleason. It's called a Gleason grade.
Jackie?
So, I don't know. But it's got an elevated PSA level, but people are wondering, because it takes like 5 to 7 years to like metastasize and it's gone to his bones. They're saying, how did he not
How was it not picked up?
I mean, you would do routine blood work picks up prostate cancer like this. Like any physical that he's had over the last 5, 6, 7 years would have picked this up. So how did this go undetected?
You got an answer?
Not on air, I don't. Yeah, right.
Jeez. All right, Corey, I already know Kevin's answer. How much did you care about the PGA Championship? And how much of a drop-off is it from the Masters?
Oh, it's a huge drop. I think it's significant because just the interest level for me.
Even with our guy winning.
For somebody like Chop, I can
see. Is this the lowest level interest one? Is this like the Australian Open?
It's the lowest level. I mean, obviously the Open, British Open. It's weather. On it so early in the morning for, you know, like the, you know, yeah, so you're not really getting the afternoon.
U.S. Open a second.
Mm-hmm. And then British Open than this. This is like the least prestigious. Yeah. Although the players will tell you this is the toughest field because it's got the, it's just a very solid field, but also they get a lifetime exemption if they win it. They get to play in this for the rest of their career.
Oh, that's smart. I like that.
Isn't that the Masters same thing?
Masters same way, but the other two, I think it's like 5 or 10 years exemption.
Yeah, I wasn't much tuned into it. Everything was focused on Saturday night stars. That was like my whole, got up in the morning. Well,
what
started
about
my,
Sunday?
Oh,
yesterday's
man.
The day they actually decide
what
the golf.
Happened yesterday? Oh, I spent a lot of time with my children yesterday.
Oh,
yeah,
what
my
an
wife
answer.
Went out of town. She went up to Broken Bow for the weekend. So I was with all the kids, and Sunday was very like I went for a walk with one of the sons, and then I went and did some computer work with the other one, and then Lucy dominates everything.
You got one of your sons to go on a walk with? I can't get my kids to touch grass.
Him and his girlfriend may have broken up. He needed a little dad time, little conversation, mostly just to kind of clear the head, you know?
She broke up with him.
I think so. That's kind of what it sounded like, but he was like, it was going to happen anyway. You know, like just, you know, the macho part of you is not willing to admit all that. So I think that was what he needed, just some dad time. So
yeah, when does the walk with the kid get the cutoff point? Like 5?
Yeah, for me it's been
I gotta
years.
Push mine. I gotta stroll mine.
These they don't want
the
to go
older
outside.
One? Yeah, I put them in a dual stroller.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he's not going on a regular walk with me. Oh. I push them in a stroller.
Okay.
I mean, not like a little baby stroller. Like, it's an advanced, or, you know.
Oh, you're about to say it's a fancy stroller.
This is a Cherie stroller, guys.
That has a little motor on it.
Fancy stroller.
The girl plugs in whenever you get back to the garage.
The girls still want to go on walks.
Really?
I mean, they're 11 and 9, and they still want
to
go.
Was your advice to him, you got to get under to get over?
I didn't know. That's not the advice. I was just saying.
Good night. Of the PGA Championship.
Yeah. I'm kind of the same. He's a lot like me. He just surrounds himself with his friends whenever things are rough. And so I said, just keep doing that. Get outside, find new things to get invested in. And then I went to the gym this morning and he was eyeballing some girl at the gym. So I was like, he's gonna be all right.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah.
I thought you took your kid on and take your kid on walk. How old's your?
Not anymore, but till he was like probably 14.
Oh
my God.
I think that's going to be a rarity.
Yeah.
With people saying because kids want to stay inside.
Yeah, that is kind of a bummer. But also at that age, they don't get a decision.
Mine are outside all the time. It's just they would never be caught dead on a walk with me. Ever.
Do you take walks?
Yeah, I'll take the dog on a walk.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll take the dog on a walk.
Got to. A Facebook dog issue did blow up. Use this for Neighborhood Watch of picking up the poop. Someone got caught and they broadcasted the camera from the house doing the fake pickup.
Oh, yeah.
Which I have done.
Me too.
I admit it. Me too. When it's 9 p.m. at night or 9:30 and I was out walking the dog, unless it's like, I mean, it's got to be to the middle of your yard. But if it's on the edge of your yard, I was not picking up the poop every time at night. I'm sorry. I'm just being honest. But the reason you do the fake pickup is if it's like a runny.
Mm. Oh my God!
You know what I mean? It's not a. It's a, it, you're not going to get anything anyway.
It's very difficult.
So you
want to
do the fake pickup, and they put these people on blast. They put the video out of the fake pickup, and it became an issue in the neighborhood. Yep,
it's a big one. That's all over the Facebook page. You get blasted.
What are they going to do about it?
Mock
they shun you.
Yeah, they're going to shun you.
Letter.
Yeah. By the way,
there's a community. There's a community here, Kevin.
Yeah,
they're going to shun you. Be ostracized.
TikTok. Let's just machete his feet off.
Oh my God.
TikTok convinced me over the weekend, by the way, that I I don't even want a house at this point. After I got stuck, I got in the loop of TikTok HOA algorithm, and it was like all these like porch videos of somebody from the HOA coming up and being like, your chalk has been on your porch too long, and like spraying stuff off of their porch, or like removing packages where like, this package has been out here too long, we're taking your package. I'm like, I think I might harm somebody if I had to live in one of these communities.
Yeah, it's very rare to get the cool HOA. I feel like my neighborhood is run by cool people. I'm still getting screwed every which way, but...
Oh, why is that?
I'm paying for a second HOA with like a connecting neighborhood built by the same people, but they have a pool and the gym on the other side. It's another neighborhood, and I'm paying for another HOA.
Oh.
I just found out, you know, I don't want to get into details of the security measures, but how else have I gotten screwed?
Snakes.
Oh, they're like, hey, this pond, the dam is going to break. We need to like, you know, build the dam up of this pond nobody cares about. So we all have to pay thousands of dollars to sit there for this pond that's not anywhere near my house.
And it's not an option for you to be like, I'm good.
No, it's a vote.
I was going to say, you can't just be like, no.
No, it's a vote.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
Man, they had they asked
for... These are liens, and they put the lien on you.
I love my neighbor. No HOA.
No HOA, you do?
I love it. What? We had somebody ask on our neighborhood Facebook page, can we get a breakdown of the HOA fees?
Go to the meeting. Go to the meeting.
They're like, you know, $40,000 for pool maintenance, that we don't even have a pool, we have a splash pad. Seems a bit high.
Yeah, but they're calling your bluff. They're like, you're not going to the meeting.
We don't even know where the meetings are.
Here are the minutes.
Yeah.
Here are the minutes.
Who's going to read the minutes?
Nobody reads the minutes. I don't even know what the minutes are.
No, see, that's what happened. I don't know. I think I would have altercations in an HOA. I don't think that would be good for me.
But would your children be happy with space?
Do I think they'd be happy that I'm not in jail? Is what they'd be happy with.
I'm frequently happy.
You'd be
about
there
that.
The same amount of time for them.
Yeah, they'd see you more.
I was out. Man. I was a Chuck E. Cheese.
One visit.
Hey, my kids like going on walks with me. They like being seen in public with me, Chop.
Holy moly. We're back tomorrow. Things getting a little testy. It's the KNC Masterpiece next on The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.